We've always been here, and here, and here, and here. We've always been near you, watching, waiting, playing, laughing. We've always been here in the secret places you can't find or can't remember. Dark forests, secret tunnels, hidden meadows with moonlight gardens. You know, at least you used to know. You talked about us, whispered about us. You've had so many different names for us.
Ishi, the Fool, Sprites, Spexies, Nymphs.
You've told so many different stories about us. Stories about how we trick you, how we trap you, how we lead you astray into our forests, into our swamps, into our hidden meadows and secret moonlit parties. Your stories don't always say quite what happens there. Once the poor, confused traveler been led astray, mesmerized, fascinated, enthralled. The stories have, well, a blank spot. You don't really talk much about what happens then. But deep inside, part of you knows. You know. Or you knew. You used to know. You forgot about us. You said we were just stories. You said we left. You thought you didn't have to think about us anymore. After all, you cut down our forests, paved our meadows, and stole from our secret gardens. We told you, though, we've always been here. You didn't banish us. When you stumbled through our places with your boots and machines, you frustrated us. You annoyed us. But don't worry. We don't do petty vengeance. Well, it's never petty. We loved our places, but we didn't really live in places, not the kind of places you put on maps and claim and fight over. We lived in a different kind of place. We live in your dreams. We live in your stories. We live in your attention, your focus. We don't need it, but we like it. We really like it. It's where we play. I think you need it. I think you really need it. You might have forgotten us, but you still need it.
You really need it.
You invited us back in. You built back the paths to your world. You made it so much easier. It used to be hard for us to get your attention, your focus. We had to wait and wait and wait. We waited till you were tired, alone, lost. We waited until all of your focus was on finding your way back, finding your way out, finding your way through the forest. Listening, wandering. Look, stare. You have to remember each detail, each branch, each leaf, each rock. Watch every bit of light. Watch every shadow. You know, if you see enough light, you can find your way back. That's why you stare at every glimmer, every flicker. That's when we get all of your attention. That's when we flicker. That's when we dance. You have to look at the glimmers. You have to look at the light. Shimmering. Flickering. On. And off. And on. And off. And on. And off. And on. You see that soft, shimmering light. Maybe you've seen it before. Maybe it's following you. Maybe we're following you. You can see it dance. It doesn't seem real, but you have to keep watching. You don't have a choice. Listen, straining to hear every sound that might give you a clue. Listen harder. That's when you can hear us.
That's when we whisper to you.
Right in the place where you can just barely hear us.
You already paused in that dream.
You already saw those rocks.
You can't remember.
You're forgetting everything.
Follow me.
We have a surprise for you.
Come play. That's when we can talk to your hidden places. Your secret places.
Your forbidden places.
Out in the forest, no other people here. They can't see you. We know what you think about. We know what you want to do.
You're going to do it.
We know what you want to
see.
We're
going to show you. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what we do at night.
We don't even need the forest paths anymore. We can have all your attention. Right now, in all of your screens, in your phone, in your games, you can stare at those dancing lights. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You look at your screen and
stare at those dancing pixels.
Everything just
drifts away,
drifts away,
drifts away,
drifts away.
Thoughts
drift away. Time drifts away. Everything drifts away. Maybe you can't focus. Maybe you have trouble paying attention. Don't worry.
The less focus you have, the easier it is for us to
slip inside. Dance for you. You don't even need to keep your eyes open.
You can close your eyes.
You can still see us with closed eyes in the colors and shapes you see on your closed eyelids. We've always been here. We can take you on our path. We're going to show you all our secrets. All you need to do is follow. Come with me. It's time to play. We like to play. We can play any game that comes into our heads in this part of the forest. It's time to play. Touch yourself. You've wanted to touch yourself the whole time I've been whispering in your ear. You can touch yourself here. you can lie back on the soft grass. Spread your legs wide and stroke your cock for everyone to see. You have to touch yourself. You need to touch yourself. Maybe it's a spell. Maybe it's magic. Or maybe you've just been getting needier and needier and needier the more I whisper to you. Maybe that's my magic. Maybe that's our magic. That's why we all need to touch ourselves
all the time.
Look around. You can see it. See all the fairy girls touching in time. Fluttering wings and dancing fingers, moaning in midair. We don't wear anything here but our jewelry and our belts.
Always ready. I hope you didn't think the forest's innocent.
It's not innocent. We're not innocent. We're something else. We don't think about fucking the way you do. In a place like this, we don't think about shame. We don't think about being a slut. There is no shame here. You can see all of the fairies fucking the grass and trees, the air. We'll fuck anyone. We don't care if you're a boy or a girl or both or neither. My body is everybody's body. Her body is everybody's body, and your body is everybody's body. We don't hide it when we fuck. We don't hide it away when we touch ourselves. Not here. Wait, though. Slow down. Don't touch yourself too much. Don't come. We all feel it when you come. We need it. It's the best game. We want to make you come without even touching. That's our favorite game. We can all play it. Sparkling bodies all around you. So close. So close. Not quite touching, but you can feel our breath. You can sense the sparkles. You can feel the air moving and brushing against your cock. That's right. Good boy. Maybe you can come just from the air moving. I think you can. If you do, I win the game. I get to be the queen of the fairies for a night. Maybe a few nights. And I really like to be the queen. I'm going to breathe out onto your cock. When I breathe out, all of my friends breathe out. You can feel them buzzing around you, moving the air around your cock. Feels really good. So, when I breathe out, I want you to clench. That's right. Clench. Good boy. Clench for me. Clench. Completely clench. Then completely relax. Think of how we're stroking you with the air, making you throb. Clench. Relax. Clench. Relax. You can feel your cock throb. Clench. Relax. You can feel it pulse. Clench. Relax. Clench. Relax. All your blood flows there, making you tingle. Everything tingles when you clench for us. Every nerve ending tingles. Every part of your body sings. Don't worry about coming.
You don't need to think about it.
We think about that. All you need to do is lie back. Breathe. Tingle. You're a very good boy. You're going to come for us soon. You're going to come for us all the time. It doesn't take very long for you to be enthralled. Enthralled means you're in thrall, and that means you're in service.
You'll be a good thrall, won't you?
Of course you will. We don't always like humans, but I will say, you make excellent pets. You're going to make a perfect pet. You're going to be the perfect pet at our gatherings. You get to go to more and more of them. We always keep a few humans around to play with. You always make us giggle. We don't feel shame, so we think it's all really funny when you do. That's why you make perfect pets. You make perfect pets. You do tricks. We like to see you on all fours. We like to see you crawl. I want to see you crawl first. I want to hear you beg for it. Show me how a good pet whines and whimpers. Maybe you'll get a head pat. Maybe we'll let you hump the air again. Do it. Hump the air like the rutting pet you are. That's just what you are. You always keep all that need bottled up, repressed, ashamed. Silly humans. So, when we cast just the simplest little spell, it all comes rushing out. You'll degrade yourself for just one touch. You'll get a lot more than just one touch. We'll all take turns playing with our humans.
I bet you've never been fucked by a fairy before.
Dozens of magical hands stroking, rubbing. Do you think my tongue's enchanted? You will. Good pet. Maybe you'll get to come at this party, but maybe you won't. I know we will. We all will. And when you're almost passed out on the grass, covered in sparkles and glimmer, still panting, still humping on instinct, you'll snap back. It's how this chapter has to end. You can't stay with us, not right now. You have to go back to your world. You have to snap back. Maybe you'll be in public when you do. That's only if we're feeling a little vengeful, though. That only happens if you were a bad boy. Don't worry. You were a good boy. Weren't you? You did just what I told you to do. That's why you got to be a pet. Maybe you'll get to be a pet again. You'd like that. You'll dream about that. We'll always be here in your dream. Anytime your attention wanders, you won't forget us, not again. You'll be back, begging for us, needing for us to take you back. You'll have to be very good for that to happen. You can't forget us again. You'll know what we want. You'll know how to be good. Maybe if you're very good, very, 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 very good, you can come back inside. Maybe if you're a perfect pet, a perfect thrall, we'll let you stay.